Within the next 30 minutes, some girl somewhere is going to get the thrill of her life. What girl? You'll know if you listen to...
People Are Funny! From Hollywood, John Cadell's production of People Are Funny, brought to you by Raleigh Cigarettes. And now, here is radio's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
Hello there. Please, please. Now, folks, in the next 30 minutes... We are going to find out who's to be Raleigh's Cinderella girl, the girl chosen from some factory, store, or office somewhere in the United States and brought to Hollywood, where we'll try to grant her greatest wish. But right now, Rod O'Connor, who's first on Raleigh's People Are Funny?
Mr. Clayton Crosby from Glendale. Meet Art Linkletter.
Hello, Mr. Crosby. Mr. Crosby, you were on the program chosen because you were bald. Do you have any idea why?
Probably is a horrible example.
No, you'll find out. But meantime, here's a carton of Raleigh cigarettes. That's the pack with the coupon on the back. Mr. Crosby, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a retired railroad man.
How old are you now, about 50, 60?
Yes, I'm that old.
Yeah. I would like to know.
I'll be 65 in September.
Well, you're in great shape, Mr. Crosby.
Thank
and
you,
you look real fine. Might almost say you're a shining example of a 65-year-old man.
That's not true.
Have you ever considered wearing a toupee?
Well, yes, I have considered it.
But you never have worn one?
No.
I think you'd look very good in a toupee, Mr. Crosby. And by the way, it's high time you were going to get one. Now, what do you say to that, huh?
Well, I don't know how I'd get it.
Well, there's one little catch. You're going to go out in Hollywood tonight and get it yourself. Right off the head of some stranger. Yeah, this is true, Mr. Crosby. Hollywood is full of actors, and this may come as a shock to you, but some of them wear toupees. Now, all you have to do is to go out into some of the busy restaurants or hotel lobbies, find one of these actorish-looking men, and borrow his toupee. Would you think you can do it?
Well, how would I know when a guy's wearing a toupee?
Well, that's simple. Just ask him. Walk up to him on the street and say, mister, do you wear a toupee? What do you think will happen?
Well, I don't know.
That's why we have these stunts. We don't know either, and we want to find out. Now, if you do find a man with a toupee, and I think you will, the chances are that you will, tell him you're an actor and that you've lost your toupee, and you have to get one in the next 10 minutes because you're going to be on a big television show. Now, here's $50. And you can offer this man $50 for the loan of your toupee for 1/2 hour, and it'll be worth your while, because if you come back with a toupee at the end of the program, Raleigh Cigarettes will give you $200 worth of our fine prizes of your selection over there. Now, will you try it?
Well, what have I got to lose?
It's a cinch. You can't lose your hair, Crosby. Say goodbye to Marble Top. There he goes. You know, folks, we really want to help Mr. Crosby. Our Mr. Irvin Atkins, who trails along to see that they get back in time, after a while is going to steer him into a restaurant, one of many that dot Vine Street, and he's going to say, "There's a friend of mine. I happen to know he wears a toupee, but he won't admit it. Go on up and see if you can borrow it." Well, that's what Mr. Atkins will tell him, of course. There's only one little catch. The man's a complete stranger. We don't know who he is. He won't know whether the man has a toupee or not. Oh, well, we should worry what happens. Okay, Rod, who's next?
Mr. and Mrs. Charles Purnell from Hermosa Beach. Meet Art Linkletter.
Well, I hope they're awake. Come on up, folks. They're volunteers. Where's your missus?
I don't know. She was here, but she's gone. I can't find her.
You don't sound very worried.
Well, I'm not.
She'll show up. As a matter of fact, we're keeping Mrs. Purnell off stage because we want to play a little trick on her. But first, for you, Mr. Charles Purnell, have a carton of Raleigh's. That's the pack with the coupon on the back. What business you in, Charlie?
I'm a salesman.
What do you sell?
Home appliances.
Mr. Purnell, boys, drop the curtain, will you, there? What is that tall, oblong box that was just uncovered in the center of the stage?
It looks like a mummy case.
That's right. That is an absolute, fairly genuine, ancient Egyptian mummy case, except that it has a hole up in the top. It has a secret door in the back of it and a loudspeaker inside of it. Mm-hmm. Now, when your wife comes back on stage in a couple of minutes, we're going to put you in the mummy case, you see. You sneak out through the secret door in the back and stand behind the curtain at the rear of the stage where there's a microphone connected to the loudspeaker inside the mummy case. Now, do you get the plot, what's going to happen?
Oh, I see.
What do you think will happen there?
Well, I'm standing behind the curtain and talking in a microphone, and she hears it coming out of the mummy case.
She thinks that
I'm in there.
That's right. Now, no matter what happens, Charlie, you have to convince her that you're still inside if you want to win a prize. You got that?
Yes.
Now, you take him back out in the hall, and when I bring you both in, you pretend you haven't been in here up to now. His wife will be brought out of the rehearsal room. We'll meet him out there just as if they've met for the first time, and he's been in another room. Now, bring her in. And now, Rod, who's next?
Mr. and Mrs. Charles Purnell from Mimosa Beach. Meet Art Linkletter.
Hello, Mrs. Purnell.
Hello.
How long have you folks been married, Donna?
11 months.
11 months. Oh, not even a year yet.
Not a year yet.
Isn't that wonderful? I suppose you love your husband more than anything else in the world?
That's right.
Uh-huh. We'll find out. Mr. Purnell, Mrs. Purnell, do you see that mummy case over there?
Yes.
Standing on its end right there. Now, all you have to do in this stunt, Mr. Purnell, is to step inside the case and close the door, okay?
Yes, now?
Yeah, just go right back there, open the door, and he steps in, and the door is closed in the mummy case. And now, your husband has just become a mummy. Now, Donna, it's kind of a tight fit, but I guess he's in there right now. Mrs. Purnell, your husband's in there, and we're going to go on with the experiment to see how much you love him. Now, up on top, you can't see it because it's very tall, there's a hole been cut in the top of the mummy case. Now, our assistant is right now holding a bucket of ice water up over the edge of the mummy case, and I want to ask you a question. You can use a little money, can you and Mr. Purnell?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you aren't loaded and rich.
No, not that you'd notice it.
Would you let us dump that bucket of ice water through the hole into the mummy case for $5?
Nope.
You really love him, don't you?
That's right.
How about $10?
No.
I'll make it $15. It's as high as I'll go. Now, look, it can't do any more than get him wet. It's just water, isn't it? What do you think about that, Mr. Purnell?
Go ahead. I can take it.
See? He doesn't mind. Now, come on. $15. He said...
Okay.
All right. He agrees. All right. Dump it in. And there goes the water. How does it feel in there?
Going wet.
Now, don't you think we ought to dry him off a little, Donna?
Oh, I should think so.
Or are we going to dry him off? Mr. Goodell, dump the sack of quick-drying cement into the mummy case. Dump it in. There it goes. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Just come out of the top of that thing. We have 5 large live crabs. Would you let us dump those in the mummy case for $5?
Oh, no.
They're very friendly crabs. No kidding, you can depend on them in a pinch, will you? How about 10?
Uh-uh.
$25.
No, I'm
not. Now, Mr. Purnell, shall we drop the live crabs in?
Sure, they won't hurt me.
No, he isn't afraid. $25?
No.
50. 50?
Well, all right.
Of course, you know what I meant, don't you? I meant 50 crabs for $5. Dump them in. Listen, he's laughing in there. Do they tickle?
They tickle.
You see, he likes crabs, Mrs. Purnell. What kind of a husband do you have?
Very unusual.
He certainly is. Look at the dust come out of there. Now, one more test. Whether money or your husband means the most. Where's the string of firecrackers? I'll start out at $75 this time, Donna. What do you say? I'll light them and drop them in there, huh? $80.
No.
He wants you to do it, Donna. I'll make it $100 ceiling price.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
Take the money. It won't hurt me.
No.
$100, really?
No.
Think what you could do with $100 all of your own, huh? Will you let us do it?
Uh-uh.
Please, honey. Take the money.
No.
Your husband wants you to take it.
No.
This is your last chance to make $100. Absolutely?
Absolutely not.
Positively final?
No.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway because you need that $100. Light the firecrackers, Mr. Goodell. Drop them in. Donna, what do you think?
My God. Is he still alive?
What'd you say?
Is he still alive?
Donna, that man of yours, you have a man in a million. And I tell you, answering the question whether or not he's still alive, you can ask him that right to his face, because here he comes now through the back curtain. Bring him in, and there comes your husband. Oh, now what do you think of that, huh? Well, I tell you, after 11 months, she thought she had nothing left. Well, you made $120 blood money, Mrs. Purnell. So here is a check, and he kisses her. Here's a check for $120 right here made out to your husband. And there it is, Mr. Purnell. Goodbye, and thanks to both of you from Raleigh's People Are Funny.
Does your cigarette pack have a coupon on its back, good for valuable premiums? It does if you're smoking Raleigh's, America's greatest cigarette value. And now at last, we choose the Raleigh's Cinderella Girl.
A few weeks ago, our scouts started a search for a Cinderella girl who wears a 6.5 shoe, some factory store or office worker somewhere in the United States. We're going to bring her to Hollywood and try to make that girl's greatest wish come true, no matter what it is. NBC scouts have been looking everywhere for attractive, single, working girls who deserve a chance to become a real-life Cinderella. The search has now narrowed down to 3 candidates, and before the program is over, we'll know which one of the 3 will be Cinderella. And now I'd like you to meet the man who will make the final decision, a man who should know all about Cinderella, because he is one of the key writers on the Walt Disney staff who developed the film version of the famous love legend Cinderella. Our special guest, Mr. Winston Hibbler. Mr. Hibbler, if you come out, please. Winston, you have seen photographs of the 3 finalists, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Art.
You've read about their backgrounds from letters they've written. Now, what do you think of the girls?
Well, I think they're all charming. Any one of them could be Cinderella.
Now, of course, beauty is not everything. You'll agree to that.
Well, that's true.
Charm and personality enter into it. And one way of detecting a certain amount of charm and personality is over the telephone. In a moment, I'm going to talk to each girl by telephone. And you listen, and you'll be the judge, Mr. Hibbler, of the winner when I'm through. Okay?
Fine.
All right, Winston, here we go. Operator is listening. And operator, do you have the line through to Omaha, Nebraska? All right, get me Serena McKinney at 131 South 38th Street in Omaha. Ladies and gentlemen, up to this telephone call, the girl doesn't have any idea she's been chosen as a finalist. She was discovered by Bill Wiseman, promotion manager of WOW in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, wait a minute, the phone's ringing. Hello, is this Miss Serena McKinney?
Yes, sir.
Miss McKinney, this is Art Linkletter of People Are Funny.
Well, how do you do?
I'm talking to you from Hollywood, and you've been chosen as one of the 3 finalists in our Cinderella contest.
Why, thank you. I'm very, very flattered.
What do you do for a living?
Well, right now, I work in an office.
Well, that's very interesting. How old are you, Serena?
I'm 21, sir.
Uh-huh. And how would you describe yourself? By the way, what did you do in the office, Serena?
Well, I was a typist, and sometimes I did a bit of filing.
Uh-huh. You ever been here?
No, sir, I haven't.
Uh-huh. It would be fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be marvelous.
Well, it won't be long now. You're one of the finalists, and you'll soon know.
I want to thank you for giving me the honor of being one of the 3.
Okay, Serena. Goodbye. She sounds cute, doesn't she, Winston? Well, don't make up your mind yet. Here we go with the second girl. Operator, I want Mary Kay Holvey of 2010 East Wabash Avenue, Terre Haute, Indiana. Now, this second girl was discovered by Farrell Ripitol, the station manager of WBOW in Terre Haute, and she doesn't know yet that she's a finalist. And, by the way, she's a student nurse, we happen to know, at a hospital in Terre Haute. And there goes the phone ringing. Hello, is this Miss Mary Kay Holvey?
Hello.
Miss Holvey, this is Art Linkletter of People Are Funny in Hollywood. You've just been chosen as one of the three finalists in our Cinderella contest. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, I think that's marvelous, yes.
Well, how old are you, Mary?
22.
22. How would you describe yourself? Natural?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, Mary Kay, it won't be long now. You'll soon know if you're going to be our Cinderella girl. Good luck. Goodbye. That sounds like a tough choice for you, Winston, but here is our third girl. And for this one, operator, get Miss Terry Leachman of 830 Washington Street in Denver, Colorado. Now, this young lady was discovered by Randy Smith, the promotion manager of KOA in Denver, Colorado. And remember, none of these three girls knew a thing about their being finalists until now. The phone's ringing, and here she is.
Hello?
Hello, is this Miss Terry Leachman?
Yes, it is.
Miss Leachman, this is Art Linkletter of People Are Funny. You've been chosen as one of the three finalists in our Cinderella contest. Now, what do you think of that?
I can pretty well.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a waitress.
How old are you? How would you describe yourself, Terry?
Brown hair.
Uh-huh, brown hair. How high are you and how small are you? How round are you?
5'3".
Yeah. What do you weigh?
130.
Would you like to come out to Hollywood and see us?
I'd love it.
Ever been to Hollywood?
No, never been there.
Well, it won't be long now. You'll soon know. And you'll hear from us. Good luck and goodbye. All right, Winston Hibbler, you've heard all the girls. You've seen their pictures and photographs. You have the facts about their backgrounds from their letters and from what the people in those towns have told us about them. And on the basis of all this, which one do we bring to Hollywood and try to grant her greatest wish?
Well, I don't know, Art. This is the thing you can't make up your mind on right away. A little difficult.
Well, I tell you, you go over there and run through your notes that you have, a whole sheaf of them. We'll call you back later in the program. As soon as you've decided, let me know.
Okay.
I can imagine the suspense is practically killing those three girls and their families right now. At the moment, where is the man who was in The Mummy, who took that awful beating with the live crabs and everything from a safe distance? Mr. Charlie Purnell, I have a little trick to test your good judgment. Now, here are two empty packs of cigarettes. One is absolutely worthless. Look them over carefully, and you tell me which one you'd throw away, which one you'd keep.
I'd throw this one away.
Why would you throw that one away?
Well, it's blank and hasn't any cigarettes in it.
And this one?
I'd keep it because it only has a coupon on the back. You wouldn't throw that away.
The Raleigh pack has a coupon on it, and I certainly wouldn't throw that coupon away. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming up the other aisle, and I'm going to go looking for a woman. And I want a woman. This lady right here. You're Mrs. who?
Reddig.
Where are you from, Mrs. Reddig?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
And you married?
Yes, sir. 32 years.
I have written my weight on a card, Mrs. Reddig, and it's in my breast pocket. Would you come out to the aisle here for a moment? Now, if you can guess my weight within 5 pounds, I'm going to give you $75 worth of your choice of those wonderful prizes up there. You want to take a good look?
Yes,
I'll turn around.
About 198.
Why did you yell? Do you think that's too much? It's way too much, isn't it? I weigh 205. It's written on the card right there, 205. Gee, I'm sorry. You were 7 pounds off, but so that you won't ever make that mistake again, here's a fine set of bathroom scales from Raleigh's for you. Now that I've met her, you stand here for a second. Let me get a man right here. What's your name?
Harry Fredrickson.
If you can guess Mrs. Reddick's weight within 5 pounds, I'll give you $75 worth of Raleigh prizes. Now, don't let that striped sweater fool you.
She weighs 158.
She gave a scream of delight, I think. How much do you weigh?
192.
192? You're farther off.
I'm going back to Illinois. Yeah.
Say, I bet you don't... You're a terrible guesser, aren't you? I bet you don't even know what time it is, so you get an electric clock from Raleigh's. Give him an electric clock, and she gets the scales. Say, I have the signal that Winston Hibbler, the final judge of our Cinderella contest, has made his choice. Winston, as one of the writers in the new Walt Disney picture, Cinderella, you know all about the requirements for a real-life Cinderella. Now, whom have you selected for us to fly to Hollywood?
Well, Art, this has been a very difficult decision to make. The girls have all been lovely, and any one of them could have been Cinderella, but I choose the girl you talk to first, Miss Serena McKinney.
She was a typist and file clerk there. So congratulations, Cinderella Serena. Raleigh Cigarettes will fly you to Hollywood on a 300-mile-an-hour TWA Transworld Airline Constellation. We'll put you up at the famous Hollywood Plaza. You'll be on next week's show. And what happens after that? Oh, you find out. Miss Leachman in Colorado and Miss Hovey in Omaha, in Terre Haute, so you can be Cinderellas in your own hometowns. Raleigh Cigarettes is sending each of you $250 in cash for a new spring outfit or anything else you want to buy. And thank you, Winston Hebler. We're waiting to meet our real-life Cinderella next week. At the beginning of the show, we sent a bald-headed Crosby out on the street to try to borrow a toupee from some stranger. If he came back with one, he'd get a $200 prize. No toupee, no prize. So here comes Mr. Crosby, and let's see what happened. Oh, I see you're still bald, Mr. Crosby.
Yes, I am.
How many men did you approach on the street, and what did you say?
Well, 12 or 14.
Walked up to them?
Asked them if they had a toupee or if they wore one.
Yeah? And what did they say?
Well, some of them said, no, I don't have any.
Had any of them get mad?
Well, one of them got pretty mad. He looked at me, he looked like he might have a toupee, and his hair was thin. And I said, neighbor, you have a toupee, and he said, no. And I said, well, I'd like to get a hold of one. I'd even pay for one, for the use of one, for 30 minutes. And he said, boy, you need one worse than I do. And I haven't got time to talk to you the way he went.
Was he alone or with a girl?
No, he was alone, that fellow was.
Well, did you have any unusual experiences? Did you go into any place, restaurants or lobbies?
Well, I went into a great many of mine. I did have an unusual experience in Mike Lyman.
Oh, in the restaurant?
Yes.
What happened there?
Well, I went in there, and there was a great crowd there.
Yeah.
And Mr. Edkins says there's a man in here that has a toupee.
Well, our man pointed out one that he happened to know.
He said he did, yes.
Oh, and he was sitting down, or was he...
Well, yes, he was in a booth with two ladies.
Oh, he was.
Very nice-looking young gentleman.
So you went over there?
Well, I went over there and just bored in there and asked him begged his pardon, and asked him if he had a toupee. And he said, no. I said, don't you wear one? He said, no. And I said, listen, neighbor, I'm...
Listen, neighbor,
Yeah, that's right. I've got to have a toupee. If I could just use one for 30 minutes, I can get on a television show. And if I don't get one, I can't get on there. And I'd even pay for it up to $50 if you give it to me.
What did he say?
Well, he said, I don't have one. And he looked a little indignant at me. And the ladies began to... But I insisted, and finally I just had to quit him.
Well, Mr. Crosby, you certainly fulfilled your part of the bargain in trying, didn't you? But you didn't bring back a toupee, and no toupee and no prize. Isn't that the bargain?
Yeah, but what about this man right here?
How do you know he wears a toupee?
Well, before you went on the air, you pulled a gag here, and he showed that he had one.
That is right, but you said you had to bring a toupee from a stranger on the street. That's what we said, isn't that right?
Well, you did say something like that, but just before I left here, you said I should return here within 30 minutes with a toupee. I consider now I'm here with a toupee.
Did I say that? Okay, there's a toupee in the house, and there may be more. But as a matter of fact, Mr. Crosby, you're a pretty good man, and I think you deserve the prize because you're here with a toupee, even though you didn't borrow it.
I consider it.
We'll give you your choice of $200 worth of any of those prizes over there. A complete freshwater fishing equipment. You're retired, aren't you? High-powered electric lantern to look for a few scattered hairs. Anything you want, and you're a swell sport. Thanks from Raleigh's. People are funny. Yes, sir. Next week on Raleigh's People Are Funny show, You meet the Raleigh Cinderella girl in person and find out what her ambitions are and what we're going to do for her. Tune in and hear the surprises we have in store for her. Now, this is Art Linkletter. Goodbye, everybody.
I like a man who smokes a pipe.
Yes, women prefer men who smoke pipes. And pipe smokers prefer Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Men look like he-men when they're smoking pipes.
And real he-men naturally prefer Sir Walter Raleigh.
Give me a man who smokes Sir Walter Raleigh.
Next week, what will be Cinderella's greatest wish? Tune in and find out. This is Rod O'Connor saying goodbye for Raleigh's People Are Funny transcribed from Hollywood.
Be sure to hear Morton Downey tonight on NBC.